Hoopy Davidson believes she's answered her calling in life.
You know, we all have our purpose on earth, and I think I was supposed to be a bus driver.
She's driven a school bus in Petersburg for 34 years. Every day on the job, she'd sit in the driver's seat, greeting children, reaching out her right arm to open and close the door. Well, that's how it used to be.
I have no door handle. I have a button, and it's operated by air, and the doors will open automatically.
It hasn't been an easy habit to break.
Oh, I'm still doing it. Every once in a while, I'm still grabbing for it and thinking, wait a minute, I don't have a door handle.
The outside of the bus looks pretty normal. It's large and yellow. But Davidson says you can't get any newer. This is a 2016 Bluebird. It was purchased on the East Coast and holds 66 passengers. The seat backs are high, complying with new industry standards.
So overall, what do you think about the new bus?
Well, if you would have asked me this question when I first stepped on it, I was terrified. It was an air brake. I hadn't driven air brake for a while. I mean, it was overwhelming. And so I just buckled up and buckled down and took this bus out and just experimented with it, and now I absolutely love it. It is really cool.
While the average person might not notice all the bells and whistles, Davidson has been through the vehicle with a fine-tooth comb. We head to the back of the bus, where there is space for a wheelchair lift and wheelchair. Davidson says it's not only handicap accessible, the room also comes in handy for kids' musical instruments.
We just lay them back here. It's just really nice. You know, they're secure back here and whatnot. And it's so much better than having that horn case, you know, up amongst the kids. And let's say we have an accident or whatever, those horn cases will, you know, become dangerous.
Some of the newness is less obvious, like the chains that drop down from under the bus with the push of a button. They spin under the tires as they roll along, creating traction. This means Davidson no longer has to manually put on chains around the tires.
You don't have to get down and get all wet and dirty, because I used to put chains on, and I hated it, but it was either do or die, you know.
Davidson lives her life for the bus route routine, going to bed early so she's alert while most people are still in bed.
My day in the wintertime starts at 4 a.m., because I have not only driving the bus in the snow and whatnot, but I have to get to the bus in my own vehicle.
She has to prep the bus, or what's called pre-trip.
It takes about 15 minutes to pre-trip a school bus.
What does that mean, pre-trip?
It means that you go through everything. You go through under the hood, checking all your fluids, checking your belts, checking for any fluid leaks underneath the bus.
She checks all the lights and for any air leaks. The new bus adds about 5 minutes to her prep time, but those are important minutes. Davidson is so oriented to safety that she helps train other drivers in Alaska for the state. Although she's in her 60s, she's not ready to retire just yet. She says maybe one day she'll want to, but that day is not here yet.
Maybe I want to start to travel, or maybe, you know, I want to do something, you know, other than driving a school bus, but I can't imagine what it would be.
For the time being, Davidson plans to take it 1 year at a time and just enjoy her new wheels. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.